Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back. That's John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here with our new friend Jack W. Plunkett. P-L-U-N-K-E-T-T is the last name on the book, The New Boom. I'm sorry, The Next Boom. The title is The Next Boom. Don't listen to what I say. Just read the book. The Next Boom by Jack Plunkett. And Jack, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. I'm at PlunkettResearch.com. Where, by the way, your small businesses will find a wealth of market research on all major industry sectors, and a lot of it posted for free. They can find a lot of things that will help them with their business plans and their
thank you for that
financing documents and so on. PlunkettResearch.com. The book is everywhere that good books are sold. So,
all right,
Amazon, Barnes and Noble, et cetera, and I'm happy to say it's selling like hotcakes.
That's great. I'm not the least bit surprised, folks. This is a serious book. This is a book that you're going to want to lay on your desk. You're not going to want to put it on the shelf, because you can continue to refer to it. It's full of good stuff. Hey, Jack, you talked about, when we went to the break, you talked about needs-based innovation. Tell us what you mean. That sounds almost like reacting instead of proacting.
Well, it's making the most out of what you have. So there was a period
In the Army, we called it field expediency.
There you go. There was a period in the 70s where we went through the same thing, where we were in a dismal economic situation. There wasn't a lot of money. Nonetheless, startups got going, such as Southwest Airlines, making the most out of new business models and a little bit of capital and being really innovative because they had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going through the same thing, have been for the last couple of years and will for the foreseeable future, and that is, small businesses, startups have to innovate. They don't have any choice. There's not as much capital available as there was. They're reluctant to go into debt, and I don't blame them. So make the most out of what you can, because you can innovate based on the fact you absolutely need to.
From a startup standpoint, we call that bootstrapping.
It's bootstrapping, and I would take it a little bit further. It's not just getting by with a little bit of money. It's innovating to the nth possible degree to be absolutely recognized as an innovator while you bootstrap.
Well,
Southwest Airlines.
Another thing would be, on the innovation thing, would be identifying resources that you can aggregate and glom onto or have access to that don't belong to you. And I'm not talking about stealing. I'm talking about partnering.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Is that part of your innovation?
Absolutely. And thanks to the Internet, you know, the world's wide open to that type of partnering and using the cloud and finding people to help you across the state or across the world, and that's what people are doing.
One of the things that's happening to Main Street right now that's really created some issues for a lot of small businesses, especially those that were started in the 20th century, is the disruption of the Internet. You know, every small business has to wake up in the morning. Every small business owner has to wake up every morning, even today, even tomorrow, and say, okay, is the Internet, is the online world, is mobile technology, to name a new technology, are those going to be disruptors for me or levers for me? What do you think, Jack?
Absolutely. As we were talking offline earlier, the challenges remain relevant in an ever-changing world. And an analogy is travel agents. You know, before the Internet, travel agents pretty well were the place you went to get your airline ticket booked or your cruise booked or get the advice.
They booked my airplane. They got my rental car. They got my hotel. And I drove by and picked all that up and went on my trip.
Well, the Internet completely turned that upside down. And the number of travel agents in the United States has dropped by more than half over the last 25 years. But those that survived did so by making themselves relevant,
right,
by having some type of expertise, some type of relationship, sometimes some type of value add that required a personal relationship. So they had to become an expert in traveling to Mexico or
in the business traveler paradigm went away for them.
That's exactly right.
Just like stockbrokers became financial planners.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yep.
So there is, unfortunately, or for better or worse, maybe it's fortunate, it's a challenge, but we have to reinvent ourselves constantly, and there's just no choice.
Well, that's the part that's got a lot of Main Street small business owners, you know, kind of on their heels, because you know they don't this having to change, having to constantly be managing change is not something that they really signed on for. But that's the future. I mean, if you can't get comfortable with that, you probably need to go do something else. What do you think, Jack?
Absolutely. And the final chapter in my book is about change and why change is important, how it's coming about, and it uses the example of the changes in generations that are coming up and how change is inevitable. You know, we've got one of the positive things we have in the United States, we've got a whole new generation coming up, so-called Y generation, mm-hmm. or millennials. 91 million people. It's the largest generation cohort we've ever had in American history.
Yep.
Bigger than the baby boom generation.
Yeah, and they're still making them.
Well, they're actually, we're moving on to another generation.
Okay.
These people joined born between 1981 and 2002. 91 million of them. The good news is they are all either now becoming of age or about to become of age, where they're forming households,
right.
They're buying cars, they're furnishing their apartments.
And they all have a trophy. Right?
They all have a trophy.
They all got a trophy. Whatever they got a trophy.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You're right.
And my point is, I got to wrap it up. My point is that you know, that's what who that generation is. Hey, Jack, you have a lot more to teach us. Will you come back again real soon?
I would love to, yeah. Let's get back on the air in a couple of weeks, and let's talk about the foundations of this next book.
Give us the website quickly, one time.
PlunkettResearch.com.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Plunkett, folks. The book, the next boom is the book. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.